back into open session here. Moving on to more public hearings. 13B, Community Development Planning Commission. Going to open up the hearing. Presentation report, staff report.
All right. Mrs. Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. The Allens have proposed to rescind the property that they have recently purchased from an existing Williams Mack contract, which currently has two different property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of their property under their ownership. The project site is located north and west of the city of Doris. The proposed commercial ag use is timber production with the compatible use of livestock grazing. A statement from a registered professional forester provided verifying the land is managed for timber production, and a timber management plan is under review by CAL FIRE, as required by the county guidelines. Staff recommends amending the existing ag preserve to remove this property, rescission of the subject property from the existing contract, create individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting of only the Allens property. Staff also recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines sections 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williams Mack contract and amendment to the ag preserve. Thank you.
Any correspondence?
No correspondence received, except that we had two of our public hearing notification letters sent out that we were unable to forward. One was to the USA BLM, and the other is Parisma Ridge Partners LP.
Okay. Let's see, what else? Any other county department staff reports? Seeing none. Opponents? Opponents? Public comment? Not online? No rebuttal? Can we close the hearing on this?
We can, because there are resolutions.
Yeah. All right. Close the hearing. Decision by the board.
I make the recommended motion. So.
Okay. Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Okren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure. Okay, item C. Got another one.
Another one. Again, Bernadette Sisson.
I'm opening the hearing. Go ahead, Nancy, sorry.
Okay.
I got to do things properly.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. Jeannie Burrows has proposed to rescind her property from the two existing Williams and Mack contracts, which currently have multiple property owners, and to create a contract consisting solely of property under her ownership. The project site is on Silver Road, north and east of the city of Montague. The historic and continued use of the property is dryland grazing of commercial beef cattle. During the initial review of the project, it was found that one parcel at 2.5 acres does not meet the minimum size requirement. The applicant was notified of the issue, and options were discussed to bring the 2.5 acres into compliance through a boundary line adjustment. However, the main use of the 2.5 acres is a home site, and this is considered a compatible use. It is not assessed at a reduced tax rate, and it would be in the best interest of the property owner for a non-renewal to be issued. The owner has provided a statement that she is not opposed to the proposed non-renewal of the 2.5 acre parcel, as shown in Exhibit E of the staff report. So staff would recommend first to address the issue of the multi-owner contract by amending the existing ag preserve to remove this property, rescission of the subject property from the existing contracts, create an individual ag preserve and corresponding contract consisting only of the borough's property. Secondly, to address the issue of the substandard parcel, the board would direct staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for that parcel only. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA pursuant to CEQA guidelines section 15317, open space easements or contracts, and adopt the resolutions approving the rescission of the applicant's property and re-entry of the new Williams Mack contract, amend the ag preserve, and direct staff to issue a notice of non-renewal for the 2.5 acre parcel. Thank you.
Thank you. Any correspondence for you?
Not for this one.
Nothing from other departments? No opponents or opponents? Public comment?
Sure,
no rebuttals? Close the hearing. Board wishes.
Move to approve. I guess I'm done.
Motion. Second.
was the recommended motion. Thank you. Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Bernadette Sisson, Associate Planner. The county received a boundary line adjustment to exchange approximately 1.5 acres between the FIOC and Lopez properties. This project is necessary due to the construction of a small communications facility on the Lopez property that should have been constructed on the FIOC property. Because the FIOC property is within an ag preserve and encumbered by Williamson Act contract, the preserve and contract must be amended to address the proposed boundary line adjustment. In order to accomplish this, staff would recommend to first rescind the existing Williamson Act contract and then the existing agricultural preserve to remove the FIOC property and create a new ag preserve and corresponding Williamson Act contract, which reflect the proposed configuration of the FIOC property. Staff recommends determining this project exempt from CEQA, pursuant to CEQA guidelines sections 15317, and adopt the resolution approving the rescission of the applicant's property and reentry of the new Williamson Act contract and ag preserve amendment. Thank you.
Correspondence, Wendy?
No correspondence, received, no comments received, but we did have two of our notification letters come back. One was addressed to the Karuk Tribe Trust, care of Gladys Guy. And the other was a Sarah and Stickle trustee. Neither one was able to forward, so That was our notification letters.
Okay. Any reports by any other department? None? Opponents, arguments? Public comment?
Showing none online.
So there's no rebuttals. Close the hearing. Board's wishes.
Recommend
the
motion.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Okay. Item E. Thank you, Bernadette. Good job. Item E. Community Development.
Do we need Chris?
No, we don't need them.
Oh, well, there he is.
I don't have an electric vehicle.
There he is.
You might as well get one.
Haley Lane, Planning Director. This is the second reading of the zoning ordinance to create a streamlined permitting process for electric vehicle charging stations, as well as creation of an expedited checklist for that process pursuant to both AB 1236 and AB 970. That concludes my comments.
This is the second reading?
Correct.
This was a public hearing, so that was, I had opened it. You read the report.
Yep.
No correspondence, are there any?
Correct.
No opponents or against? Any public comment?
Showing none online.
Thank you. No rebuttals. Do I get to close the hearing on this one, Wendy, since the second reading?
Yes, we can close.
Okay. And board discussion. Move to approve.
Sorry.
Okay, Haley, real quick, your motion, in the recommended motion here?
Yes.
Item number 2 talks about introduce, waive, and approve the second reading of the ordinance, but it also includes and approve the first reading of the ordinance by title only.
Oh, okay.
Is that part correct?
I don't think so. I can modify it.
Because we've already approved the first reading.
Yeah, I will delete that.
So
last part of the sentence.
So we want the that number 2, the sentence to stop at Siskiyou County Code.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes, please.
And then we're also adopting the resolution formalizing the checklist.
Correct.
Okay. All righty. I believe we got it.
Okay.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep. Okay, with that, we're going to close session. And Wendy will be back at,
close to 1. I guess that'll be a full hour for lunch, if that'll work.
How long is closed session going to take?
Until the board's done. discussions.
You know the board by now.
Probably an hour.
Can we go to 1:30 then?
About 1:30?